Tēnā koutou e ako hoa. Welcome, my friends, to evening prayer. My brothers and sisters, draw near. We are in the presence of God. The angels of God guard us through this night and quieten the powers of darkness. The Spirit of God be our guide to lead us to peace and to glory. It is but lost labour that we haste to rise up early and so late take rest and eat the bread of anxiety. For we who are beloved of God are given gifts even while we sleep. Etafano, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that is good, for our creation and our humanity, for the stewardship you have given us of this beautiful earth, for the gifts of life and one another, and for your love which is unbounded and eternal. We repent of the wrongs we have done this day, for the times we have wounded your love. O God, heal us. For the times we have stumbled in the darkness, light of the world, transfigure us. For the times we have forgotten that we are your home, Spirit of God, dwell in us. Eternal Spirit, living God, in whom we live and move and have our being, all that we are, have been, and shall be is known to you, to the very secret of our hearts, and all that rises to trouble us. Living flame, burn into us. Cleansing wind, blow through us. Fountain of water, well up within us, that we may love and praise you in deed and in truth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, and our mouths will proclaim your praise. The eagle-eyed among you may have noticed that I've been walking us through Luke chapter 7. So here we are at the end of that chapter. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, bought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him, weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." So he said, "Teacher, say it." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and another 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. "Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she has loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Then he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The story of the woman pouring oil on Jesus' feet appears in all four Gospels, with different details and different placings in the ministry of Jesus. Perhaps The most distinctive feature of this version in Luke's Gospel is that it is placed in the context of a discussion about forgiveness. We are told early in this story that the woman was a sinner. That seems to have been common knowledge in the town. But Jesus sees something that no one else sees. She loved much. I don't know about you, but this raises so many questions in my head. The Bible provides so little detail about people. Was she perhaps a prostitute or a thief who had been driven to sin in order to feed her children? I guess these details don't matter, even though I'm so curious about them. What matters is that Jesus sees into the lives and hearts of people. He sees her sin. He sees what motivates her sin. And he sees her as much, much more than her sin. And in seeing all this, his heart and eyes wide open, he forgives her. So it is with us. Jesus sees us with all our petty sins and sees so much more than that, sees the heart of us, and extends his mercy and forgiveness. We don't even have to ask. Did you notice that detail? She doesn't speak at all. She doesn't ask for forgiveness. But her tears and her falling hair and the warmth and perfume of the oil speaks volumes to Jesus. Sometimes it's hard to say we're sorry. Sometimes it feels impossible to express what we feel, maybe because we can't find the right words, or maybe because we feel too ashamed to even try. But we don't always have to use words. Jesus sees our actions and looks into our heart and reaches out in love to release us from the burden of our sin. Let us pray. Keep me, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your wings. Lord Jesus, sometimes like the woman in this story, it's hard to find the words to express our regret and our love. We ask you now in this quiet place, forgive our sins, cleanse our hearts, and lead us in the way everlasting. Amen. And so let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I will lie down in peace and take my rest, for it is in God alone that I dwell unafraid. Be present, Spirit of God, within us, your dwelling place and home, that this house may be one where all darkness is penetrated by your light, all troubles calmed by your peace, all evil redeemed by your love. And so, my friends, it is night. The night is for stillness. Let us be still in the presence of God. It is night after a long day. What has been done has been done. What has not been done has not been done. Let it be. The night is dark. Let our fears of the darkness of the world and of our own lives rest in you. The night is quiet. Let the quietness of your peace enfold us, all dear to us, and all who have no peace. The night heralds the dawn. Let us look expectantly to a new day, new joys, new possibilities. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, it has been lovely to spend this time with you. I have some slightly sad news. Tomorrow will be the last night of evening prayer for a while. Now that we're in level 2 and hopefully soon in level 1, it's harder for our small team to find the time to prepare the podcast. But we're talking and praying about the future of evening prayer and whether we should continue it in the longer term with a bigger team. Prayer is the foundation of any church community, and there's a long tradition going back hundreds of years of communities who commit themselves to praying daily for the world. So we are wondering whether there might be people who would want to commit to praying evening prayer for a season. We're praying into this now. If you have any thoughts about this, please do get in touch. I'm in the church directory, and you could send a message to Linda in the church office to send on to me. In the meantime, it is a joy to sign off in our customary fashion. Ka kite anō, God bless. I look forward to praying with you again tomorrow night.